Psalms 92 and 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. I want to preach to you this morning on the lifestyle of the thankful. The lifestyle of the thankful. Do you have a lifestyle of thankfulness? Amen. We don't want to be caught up in the description of the condition of people in the last days. There's a long list in a couple of different places. And in one of those lists, it describes that there'll be the main thing of the hour in the last days, that they will be unthankful. I don't want to be accounted among that group. Do you? God has been too good. Let's pray. Father, I love you tonight. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy toward us. I cannot praise you enough or thank you enough for all that you have done. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today as we get ready for this time, this week of Thanksgiving. Let it be today, this week, and all year round that we would have a lifestyle of being thankful. And I pray that you would allow us to see the effects that this will have in our lives and on the lives of the people that are around us and even in our relationship with you. And through all of these things, Lord, we will give you all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. The lifestyle of the thankful. Our text this morning tells us that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name. Do you remember the television show? It used to be on years ago. I'm not sure if it's on TV anymore. But there used to be a television show that was called The Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous. Do you remember that? Extravagant homes and all of that. Well, have you ever considered the lifestyle of the thankful? There is something about when we have an attitude of being thankful of what God has done, an attitude of gratitude of what God has done, that when we have that type of mindset and we are thankful, it begins to affect our life. It begins to affect the people that are around us, and it even will affect God himself when we have an attitude and actions in our life that reveal that we are thankful. It is a very effective lifestyle that affects everyone, including ourselves and those around us. Do you remember last year, the year before, on this very same Sunday, that the illustration that I gave to you concerning the donut? Do you remember that? Anybody? We have a couple that you still remember. Well, the donut is something. It's a dessert. You know what a donut is. But most of them, and you can get them without it, but most of them have a hole in the middle. And the illustration was that when you hold a donut in your hand, you can either focus on the part that is there, or you can focus upon the hole that is there, which is there's nothing there, right? And how silly that it would be to hold a good, hot, fresh, Krispy Kreme. Anybody with me this morning? Glazed donut right off of the conveyor belt, right through the icing, the glaze, and they hand it to you. And you just stand there, hold it in your hand, and you're staring at the hole and says, "Man, I wish there wasn't a hole in my donut." You don't think about that, do you? What you're thinking about is, I wonder if I can get a second one, because this one's going to be gone quickly. And I wonder if they have a pint of milk that I can get with it. You're not thinking about that, but a lot of times people go through lives, and if we're not careful, we will focus more on what we don't have and instead of focusing on what we do have. Now, those of you that remember, do you remember the slogan that went along with it? If you do, you're real good. As I go through this life, I make it my goal to look at the donut and not the hole, right? And so if we're not careful, but if you look at a donut and all you do is focus on the hole that is there, you will never be satisfied on the inside. But if you focus on what you do have, you will be satisfied. It's the same with life. When we are thankful and we concentrate on all the blessings that God has poured into our lives, we will be so much more content, so much more satisfied than if we focus on what we don't have. If we're not careful, we'll have a home to live in, but we always want a bigger and nicer home. And we will not be content on where we live. We have a nice automobile to drive, but I always want a newer one and a nicer one. If you're not careful, you'll never be content. But if you'll focus on all the blessings that are in your life, you will reach a place of contentment and you'll be able to say, God, thank you for all of the blessings that you have poured into my life. You say, Pastor, I don't know if there's that many blessings in my life. Well, what I would like for you to do sometime this week, if you have some downtime between preparation for family time and Thanksgiving coming up so quickly, why don't one morning or one afternoon during your devotion time, take a piece of paper out and get a pencil or a pen and just begin to make a list of all of the blessings in your life. Now I'm going to warn you, if your list is not very long, you're not thankful. Because everyone in this building today will have a very long list. If you're saved, that's where you need to start. Everything that had to do with your salvation and how you got saved, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you. I thank this long list. I thank you for the house that I live in. I thank you for the car that I get to drive. Some of you say, well, I thank you, Lord, my family has two automobiles that we're able to drive. Some families in the church have three or four automobiles. And the list would be very, very long. No matter who it is, your list will be very, very long, and you may even skip over some things, but you'll find yourself the list going down, down, farther and farther down the page, and then even flipping the paper over probably and be able to make some things on the back of. Why? Because our lives are covered in the blessings of God, and that's why he tells us it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And so it is a very effective lifestyle that will even affect God himself. You see, having a lifestyle of thankfulness will affect you as an individual. Amen. It produces, when you are thankful, it produces a positive attitude. There is a difference, a very big difference, in a person's life that has a positive attitude and a negative attitude. How many of you just love being around negative people? I mean, you just can't wait to sit down and have a coffee with them. No, that's not so. Why is that? Because being around a positive person does something to you, doesn't it? But see, when we're thankful, it begins to produce a positive attitude in our lives. And our attitude is the primary force that will determine whether we are having a successful life or if we're not, or if we're failing. It has been said that some people look at a difficulty and they look for a difficulty in every opportunity, while other people look and see an opportunity in every difficulty. Right? Some people look at everything and say, oh, that's impossible. We're not going to be able to do that. Then other people look at all the difficult situations in life and see it as an opportunity for God to do something and do something great. It's all about your attitude. You say, Pastor, you're kind of getting, what is this, out of a psychiatrist or psychology book or what's going on? No, 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 not at all. You see, when we're thankful, it begins to produce a positive atmosphere. Certain people with positive attitudes can change the atmosphere when they come into the room, right? Come in, somebody, oh, it's wonderful, it's good. You know, not that they're having a perfect life, but they just got always got something good to say. Always got a praise on their lips. Always got a mindset. It may look kind of, you know, not great now. It may even be bad, but God's going to help. And people that have a positive attitude, you say, Pastor, are you preaching about the power of positive thinking? No, I'm saying that if anybody has the right to have positive thinking going on in their brain, it is the children of the Most High God. Amen. We have a right to think positively because we're serving a great and awesome God. Oh, yeah, you see, it has something to do with this attitude, and it all stems from being thankful. You need to give thanks for what the Lord has done. And the more that you spend time thanking the Lord and praising Him for what He's done, it will begin to do something to your attitude. And it will begin to do something in the atmosphere and touch the people that are around you. Remember the story of Paul and Silas. They changed the atmosphere of the Philippian jail. Because the attitude that they had, and they began to thank God, they began to sing praises unto the Lord, and they changed their prison, and it became a cathedral of praise. Why? Because they had an attitude of being thankful unto the Lord. A lifestyle of thankfulness will cause you to gain courage. Pastor, where do you get? What are you talking about? Look at Acts 28 and 15. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. He began to thank God and took courage. There is something that happens in your faith. There's something that happens to you when you begin to thank God and you are living a lifestyle of being thankful. Now, what is this? Is it some trick on the mind? No, not at all. It's because it's in this verse, courage is linked to thanksgiving. When you begin to thank the Lord for what He's done, you begin to gain courage. How is that? You can't help but be strengthened by God when you begin to thank Him and praise Him for what He's done. Because in order to thank Him for what He's done, you have to think about what He brought you from. You have to think about where He brought you out of. You have to think about how He saved you and sanctified you and filled you with the Holy Ghost and healed your body and came through for you when you didn't know what to do. You can't be thankful without thinking of what God has done. And when you think of that, it begins to get in your spirit and you will begin to gain some courage. That's why the devil tries to cause you to forget about all the blessings. He tries to make you forget about what He's brought you through already. Have you ever went to a situation and maybe it did slip from the back of you, it's in the back of your mind, and you're facing a situation, and you ever get down and out, and you go, oh, I just don't know if it's going to work out this time. Anybody want to be honest? Yeah, three people. All right, that's good. We're gaining ground. It was two earlier. But sometimes you face something, but if you'll sit and think, and have a, you'll go through it, and you'll say, oh, no, this is kind of like that time back last year. When I didn't think it was going to work out, you begin to thank God and you're thankful for what He's done. There's courage that begins to bow up in you and grow in your heart. And you begin to say to yourself and to the devil, if God brought me through it last time, then He's going to be able to bring me through it this time. If God has done all of these things in my past, what's going to keep Him from doing it again one more time? Amen. He's able to do it, but you got to be thankful. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
and to sing praises unto his name. You see, it's just like David. David gained some courage when he remembered what the Lord had done for him in his past. Remember when he went to King Saul, and this is a time when Goliath is out there, and he's mocking the armies of God, and he's just trying to get someone to come out and fight against him, and all the men of Israel were scared to death. David finds himself in the room there with King Saul, and he says, "Let me be the one to go out and fight Goliath." Saul says, "Young man, you're just a child. And Goliath has been a champion of war for a long time. You can't go out there." But remember, look what David said. David said, "There was a time when God delivered me from the mouth of the lion and the paw of the bear. And the same God that delivered me then will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hands this day." There is power in giving thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor, do you believe that people can still get saved and radically changed in 2016? Yeah, because he saved me. And if he can save me, my Lord, he can save anybody. Right? There's something that gives you courage, and it gives you boldness, that don't be slack on giving thanks unto God, giving praise and giving glory and honor for what he's done. Can you join me just for a moment? Will you lift your hand? Let's just be thankful for a moment. Think of something he's done and verbalize it. Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for meeting my needs last month, God. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for healing my back. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Hallelujah. To be thankful. To be thankful what he's done. It helps us recognize God's the one that has done it. The devil will try to cause you to forget about those things. God, the devil will try to cause you to put it back in your memory, you know, and not be, oh, even with our children, when someone gives something to our kids and they forget to say what they're supposed to say, what do we say, moms and dads? What are you supposed to say now? Thank you. Because there's something that it's important for them to say that. It's important for someone to hear thank you, but it's also important for someone to say thank you. When you begin to speak it out, you begin to recognize that someone else has done something for me. Someone else has given this to me. So we give thanks unto the Lord and praise and sing praises unto his name. Oh, remember this, you know, being thankful will affect people who are around you. A lifestyle of thankfulness not only affects how you live, and it affects your attitude, and it affects the atmosphere that is around you. It affects the other people that are around you. It's a powerful thing. We think it's just something I ought to do. But there is power behind living a thanksgiving lifestyle, to give and give praise where praise and honor is due. Remember the story of Nehemiah when he goes back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls of that city. And one of the greatest strengths in Nehemiah's life was his attitude and his continual prayers of thanksgiving. It was not only a blessing to him, but it was a motivating factor among the people that were helping him rebuild the walls of the city. If you're a leader, if you're a pastor or a leader in the church or a teacher, or we're wanting people to follow us in ministry, we must have the attitude of thanksgiving. It will be an effective tool, and it will affect those that are around us. His spirit of that thanksgiving, it was contagious and soon could be found in the people that he was leading. You read it for yourself. We don't have time for it this morning. You will find that Nehemiah has this attitude, and he verbalizes it in the ears of the people working with him. And before long, you will read it coming out of someone else's mouth as well. Leaders in the church, when we have an attitude of thanksgiving, those who are following us and working with us will have the same. Paul was thankful. He had a thankful and calm spirit. And that's what settled down those that were on the ship there in the middle of that storm. Because he began to say these words. He says, I believe God that it will be even as it was told unto me. They were all ready to jump ship. But Paul had this attitude an attitude of believing and desiring to hear the word of God. And he did. You see, an attitude of being thankful. Not only affects you, your attitude, the atmosphere around you, you gain courage, but it will begin to affect the other people around you, but also it affects God. You say, wait a second, Pastor, what do you mean? The giving of thanks. Sometimes we ask for more, or we ask for help, before we spend the right amount of time thanking him for what he's already done. Sometimes we might be a little spoiled, you think? Before he does anything else, praise the Lord for what he's done. Because being thankful and giving thanks will affect God himself. A thankful life draws God's attention. You want to get God's attention? Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him for what he's done. He inhabits the praises of his people. What does that mean? When you begin to praise the Lord, it's at home, in the house, at church. The presence of God begins to move and begins to come in to your situation. He is affected by our giving of thanks. That's why I said it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and praise his name. Notice here in the scripture. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 24, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that is in them is. And then verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. God begins to move in your life when you begin to give him thanks and praise. That's why we begin the services off. We're praising and magnifying the Lord because we're wanting to get God's attention to praise him for it. Notice what the scripture tells us also in James 4 and 8. It says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. There is an effectiveness when we praise the Lord and we give thanks unto his holy name. Praise and thanksgiving should not just be a yearly thing. Let's hit it during the time of the Thanksgiving holiday. But it should be a continual activity in our lives. Every morning when you get up, you ought to have something to praise God about. What do I have to praise God about? Well, you did get up. Amen. Give God praise. Give God some thanks for what he has done. It will cause you to draw closer unto him. The giving of thanks and an attitude of gratitude should be a continual outflowing in our lives. Why? Because it affects me and it affects the people that are around us and affects God himself when we have a lifestyle of giving thanks. Notice Psalms 34 and 1 says, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Do you have anything to praise him for? Amen. I'm telling you, friend, it should never be a time when we come into the house of God where anybody has to exhort to you, go ahead and lift your hands. It should never be. It should never, oh, let's praise the Lord. Come on. You know, we'll say that sometimes. Come on now, we've got to praise the Lord. You know where it ought to be? It ought to be sometimes pastor says, all right, now let's pull this thing back together. It's time to get in the Word of God. I know y'all are thankful, but can we just have some time with the preaching of the Word? You know, we do have to stop praising Him. There has to be a time of the Word of God. In the old days, the General Assembly, you know why there was a moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of God? To call all the worshipers back into order so they could get some business done for the glory of God. Friend, we come into this place and we're surrounded by blessings every day. We've been washed in the blood of Jesus. The Spirit of God is moving in our lives. We have a wonderful, comfortable place to come and worship God. We ought to be in to begin to lift our voices and our hands and our lives up unto God and live a lifestyle of thanksgiving Monday through Sunday every week of our life, because God is good. Amen. And His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continually praising and magnifying God. Why? Because it is an effective lifestyle unto those around us and our God Himself. Psalms 30 and 12 says, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:62, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. Psalm 79:13, so we Thy people and the sheep of Thy pasture will give thanks unto Thee forever. We will show forth Thy praise to all generations. Let's praise and magnify and glorify God, because He is so good to you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The lifestyle of thanksgiving is effective. It's not just a thing that we do, but if you'll make up your mind, I'm going to have a lifestyle of giving thanks unto God. Let me tell you what happens. Your problems will not seem as big. If we thank God as for what He's done, as much as we complain about things, ow. This is supposed to be a cute Thanksgiving service, you know? But if we spent as much time thanking Him and praising Him for what He's already done, when you live a lifestyle of thanksgiving, you begin to unlock divine favor in your life. You begin to unlock miracles from taking place. I wish we had time to preach about it this morning throughout the New Testament, times when they were together and magnifying and praising and thanking the Lord, the miracles that took place, the attitudes of thanksgiving that were coming forth into the ears of people around them when things began to happen for the glory of God. We need to look around and do some inventory in our lives during this Thanksgiving week and say, and you'll find out, well, I'm a lot more blessed than what I thought I was. Nothing wrong with wanting to better your life and different things of that nature, as long as it doesn't get out of hand, as long as you keep God first. Amen. But He wants to bless you. But we unlock that in our lives when we begin to show Him how much we're thankful for the things. I remember the first time I ever sat down and made a list of all of my blessings. You have to sit there and think about it. What are the blessings in my life? Now, if you only have two or three, you're not looking at it the right way. How many? What? How many things in your life or the things that you have that there is people in this world somewhere that don't have them at all? The list is very long, friend. You had nothing to do with being born in Pahokee, Belgrade, wherever we were all born, wherever we had nothing to do with that. But God is blessed. There's blessings. Food that we get to eat. For air conditioned. Come on, somebody. I know some of you will tell me that you grew up in the good old days when they didn't have air conditioning. I'm not particularly, you know, I like to be cool. Come on, Sister Lori, shout amen. There's so many things, and we laugh about air conditioning, or we laugh about, you know, or driving, having a car at all to drive. Any of these things. So the list is going to be so long, and you sit there, and I'm telling you what it did for me. I kind of felt guilty a little bit. I'm like, Lord, man, I should have been so. There's a lot of blessings in our lives. How God has blessed us with. If you want to live an effective life and more contentment, be thankful for what God has already done in your life. How He's blessed you abundantly all around us. It's an effective lifestyle. Be thankful. Around your lost loved ones, don't gripe and complain. Brother Andrew saved you. It got quiet when I said that. Don't gripe and complain about things around your lost loved ones. Give God the praise. Give God the praise for what He's doing. It will affect them. Even in the most difficult times in your family, when things are not going right and everybody in the house is down and out about something, you need to be the one that say, but God, let me give thanks unto the Lord for what He has done and what He's promised that He will do. It will affect them. It is a good thing to give thanks. We shall give thanks at all times. It will continually be in my mouth. It will affect them. Give God the praise. Stand with me if you would. We have so much to be thankful for. A lot has already been said about the camp meeting. I'm so thankful. Because I have seen, even this past week, as your shepherd, I observe what's going on and who so many through this congregation, all the way through. One sister in the church told me this morning it was so good we should do it all year round. 52 weeks of revival. Why? Because God blessed. God bless. God has been blessed. There's so much that we can say we're thankful for this morning. And how I would like to, this is the first day of the week, first day of Thanksgiving week. And you've decided to be in the house of God today. What I would like for you to do, if we can get 100% that is in the congregation tomorrow, can we just move and just fill up this whole area? And we're just gonna praise the Lord for a moment. And just show God, I'm thankful for what you've done. Salvation, for my family, for my wife, for my husband, for my children, for the provision, the monthly provision that you have blessed me with, the food that is on the table, gas to put in the car to drive, the bicycle to ride, whatever it may be. There is a million and one things in everybody's lives that we want to be thinking of. As Melody begins to sing, as we begin to sing, I want you to just begin to worship the Lord. However you decide to do it, I want you to begin to give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful this morning. Hallelujah. Oh. And I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Oh, come on, He's been good, amen. And I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. For He has done great things. Thank you, Lord. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. Come on and bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within, all that is within me, His holy name. And I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Come on, sing this part with me. For He has done great things. Oh, we're serving a great God. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy. All right, I want you on your own, begin to think of what He's done for you and how He's been blessing you. And I want you to take a moment and just thank Him personally. From your heart, from your own lips, begin to thank Him for what He's done. Be specific with what He's done for you and in your life. Hallelujah.